You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
So I found this list outside of my newsroom door this morning.
Left for you, just sitting there.
Well, I'm like, who was on brides.com?
That would be me. Hello! Hi!
You found the listing of the 10 shortest celebrity marriages in history.
Yes, because we're on the verge of wedding season.
Oh, is that
it's coming
it?
Up? Yes, spring.
Right.
Yes, all that fun stuff.
Well, we start with Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Esposito, which lasted 122 days. So that's our starting point.
That's not long.
No. And that ties with Pamela Anderson and Kid Rock.
Oh, God. At 122
I forgot about days.
That one.
122, though, for Pam Anderson and Kid Rock feels long.
Well, yes, it does.
Amelia Warner and Colin Farrell went 121 days. Nicolas Cage makes the list.
Nicolas Cage went how long?
Do you remember? He went 107 days. Do you remember who he was married to on this one?
Cher? Nicolas Cage.
Close.
Nicolas Cage.
Close.
I mean, kind of. Lisa Marie
Sonny.
Presley.
Oh, Lisa Marie Presley.
That's right.
Yeah. No, they tied the knot August 2002, then promptly filed for divorce the following November.
She was also married to Michael Jackson, but much longer, I think.
Yeah. Their divorce wasn't finalized until May of 2004, meaning that the proceedings lasted several times longer than their actual marriage. Now, it used to be Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries were at the top of this list with 72 days, but they're only at number 6. Jeremy Thomas and Drew Barrymore were married for 39 days back in 1994. Mario Lopez and Ali Landry were married for 18 days.
Huh.
After dating for 6 years, they married in a romantic ceremony in Mexico in April of 2004, only to file for a divorce just over 2 weeks later. Years later, Mario Lopez finally confirmed the rumors that the breakup came about because he had cheated during his bachelor party.
Oh, man.
Mario?
He looks so lovable on TV. That only lasted 2 weeks.
Yep.
Wow,
man. 18 days total, but yeah.
I don't know why people think it's okay to do that at your bachelor
party. Dude, I was
at
a bachelor party, and the guy and the brother of the bride was with us, and he was just hitting on this waitress and just like saying out loud, "This is my last chance." And I pulled him aside. I'm like, "Dean, are you an idiot? The brother of your wife-to-be is sitting right next to you." He goes, "Oh, he gets it." And I'm like, "I'm not so sure."
No, he doesn't.
No.
That's
no.
not, no.
I feel like
wow.
that one's out of nowhere, but a lot of times I think it's like it builds, you know? It's like, all right, it's a bachelor party. All right, now we're drinking. And then it's showing off for buddies or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not a dude.
There's
I
no way I'm
a
showing that
party.
Off for my buddies.
Shelly, with your vast experience of dude knowledge,
right?
Could you please woman-splain to us?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Woman-splain to us.
Number 3 on the list, Tracy Edmonds and Eddie Murphy, 14 days. This was on New Year's Day 2008. They got married in a romantic sunset ceremony on a private island. 2 weeks later, exactly, they announced their split.
Tracy Edmonds, if I'm not mistaken, she's a big time, I don't know if it's producer or something, but she's got a lot of money.
Okay.
And she might have more than Eddie at this point.
I was like, I'm supposed to know who this person is, but that's one that's not quite on my radar.
Yeah, she's a businesswoman, television producer, personality, CEO. Yeah, she's worth a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, that's number 3. Number 2, we get Nicolas Cage again.
Oh, my gosh.
Again.
It's not good if you make the birth twice. It's really bad.
This time, being married for just 4 days. Back in March of 2019.
I remember this.
Before most of the world even knew he was dating the makeup artist, Erica Weeky, I guess is how you say it.
Erica who?
They got married and then split up. 4 days after tying the knot in a secret ceremony in Vegas.
How do you spell Queeky?
K-O-I-K-E, Quake, maybe? In March of 2019, mere hours after being spotted, having a very public argument with her, he filed for an annulment. And that brings us to number 1 on the list.
Number 1.
Britney Spears and Jason Alexander.
Yeah.
55 hours in the early hours of January 3rd, 2004.
What I love is that it's Britney Spears and who?
Yeah, right.
Because that immediately takes you to another person in your mind, Jason Alexander.
They got married
Britney!
In... Vegas, a little white wedding chapel, both in blue jeans, Brittany in a trucker hat, a mere 55 hours later.
Didn't he try to fight that? Like he tried to stay in the marriage or something?
Yeah, well, it was her team who found out about the impulsive marriage, and they had the wedding annulled, claiming that Brittany, quote, lacked understanding of her actions to the extent that she was incapable of agreeing to the marriage.
Yeah.
And this was when she was in that conservatorship.
Yeah.
I mean, for the majority of her life, really. Man, that's...
You know, for the longest time, and Rumble and I recently got this wrong on the air, too. We thought Janet Jackson was married to one of the DeBarge brothers for literally like a couple of days until the father, Joe Jackson, found out about it and said enough. But as I watched the Janet Jackson documentary, it turns out they were married for a year. They got it annulled, but she lasted a year, which is longer than anybody on that list.
Yeah, absolutely.
So good job by Janet Jackson with James DeBarge.
Not even on the top 10 there. So.
No.
Yeah. All right, well, 366-9999 is the number. The question is, shortest marriage?
Yes, how short was your marriage?
I
guarantee you, somebody listening right now, probably, maybe, I'm going to say shortest marriage in Hampton Roads, 3 weeks. How about that?
Oh,
I think you're being generous.
Yeah.
You think I'm being generous?
I'm going under on that one. I'm
I was going to go over because 3 weeks is not that long. I mean,
3 weeks isn't that long. I guess, you know what? It is harder to do than you think.
Do we count that as like... from the time that you announce you want to get divorced or when the divorce actually takes place?
I think when the divorce takes place.
Oh, okay. You're still legally married till then. Then I guess you got to go over.
And honestly, in the state of Virginia, I think you have to be separated a year before they'll grant a divorce. So maybe we ought to just make this to you moved out.
We go back to the when we decided it was over.
Yeah, all right. Well, we got calls coming in. Yes, go ahead. Shortest marriage.
I was married for about 4 hours.
Yes, there
you
go.
Okay, now 4 hours.
Good job.
How? All right. Does that happen?
Well, we drove to Richmond to get a birth certificate so we could go get married. We made it to the Virginia Beach courthouse right before 5 o'clock, and we got married. And then 9 o'clock that night, after we went to Waffle House, we both decided that it was a bad idea, and that was it. And then we got a divorce.
Wow. Are you still friends with her?
No.
It was
all one big, giant mistake from every angle.
How long were you dating?
About 2 months.
That's probably a short
I mean, hey,
time.
Compared to the marriage, that's a lifetime.
All right.
Well, yeah. But it, even if it's only 4 hours, it was still cheaper to keep her.
Not in the long run, man. No way. All right. Thanks for the call. Let's try one more. FM 99.
Hello.
We know you're there.
We can feel you.
Yes.
Maybe not.
No. All right, let's try this one. FM 99.
FM 99.
Hey, you're doing the shortest marriage?
Yes, what do you got?
Oh, I got a good one for you. Got married, well, actually, a little warp story to it, a little together to it. We had been sort of iffy and decided to go ahead and let's do this. Got married in Ashland, Virginia, as a matter of fact. We actually ran a bed and breakfast. We consummated the wedding, as it were. About an hour and a half later, we're headed to our honeymoon, and she's driving and confessed to me she'd been sleeping with my best friend.
Oh.
I literally made her pull over on the side of 95 in Richmond next to the baseball diamond.
Uh-huh.
Out of the car, because I knew the guy. He was a friend of mine. He was let's just call him a dirtbag.
Okay.
All right.
His hygiene, et cetera, was very questionable. I got out of the car, threw up on the guardrail, closed the door, told her to have a good time, and walked down the interstate. I was with her literally for maybe 2.5 hours. Now, granted, in Virginia, it took me almost 6 to 8 months to get the divorce.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Literally sent her on her honeymoon, prepaid by herself. Well, I guess she was by herself. She could have been with him for all I know.
Wow.
This is a true story. I am not making this up.
Oh, I believe you. And you did the right thing. You obviously did the right thing.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's best that she threw that out there when she did, as opposed to 2 years into it.
Yeah. Actually, she should have kept her damn mouth shut, and I think I'd have been okay with it. we were both doing dumb stuff leading up to the wedding.
Yeah.
I was with no one she knew about. I said, hey, let's just start over again, clean slate. Let's go ahead and do this. We made the plan. We got married. And then she had to drop the bomb on me literally about 45 minutes after we had left the wedding venue. I got physically sick and made her pull over and just close the door and walk out.
But it sounds like you guys leading up to this, it's not a, hold my breath for the longest contest where you can just keep restarting. It sounds like this thing was doomed from the get-go.
Yeah, exactly. I knew this. So, I had kids involved, and it was a drawn-out process, but it's really. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
You guys are killer. I appreciate it.
Have a good one, brother.
Thank you, man.